half man, half woman.
It's Gary.
I want to hip you to the teeth.
It's Gary, baby.
All right, y'all. Bottom of the hour, Ricky Smiley Morning Show. Hey, Gary.
Good morning, Ricky. Good morning, America. Good morning to you.
Good
Thursday.
Gary.
It's a beautiful day, Ricky.
It is.
It's a beautiful, beautiful day. And here's what's happening in Celebrity News, y'all. Did anybody watch Behind the Music last night with Brandy being featured?
Nobody.
Well, it was great, y'all. Brandy revealed so many secrets, y'all. You know, she talked about the fake marriage and what have you, when she was married, because she got pregnant when she was young and she was America's sweetheart. So she had to hurry up in line and say she got married. She also talked about, you know, when she and Wanya Morris from Boyz II Men were dating. She said that she hid their relationship. She said because, you know, she didn't want people to really know and stuff. And Wanya didn't really like that, you know, she was talking about. So she said he dumped her, honey, for another woman. And, you know, she said she felt real bad about that.
But it was such a dope couple, though. Like, that one kind of worked and made sense.
That's the only one that did.
Yeah, but you can't hide. No, he's a high-profile man, just like she is a woman.
On Facebook. Who got broke up?
Brandy and Wanya, Ricky from Boyz II Men. But she also talked about that fatal accident, y'all. She said, you know, people were going around calling her a murderer and stuff. And she said she didn't really kill anybody. She said, but they know that pushes her button. She said, because somebody, you know, a murderer is someone who premeditates. She said she didn't just wake up and say, I'm going to go get in a fatal car accident. And, you know, she talked about Whitney Houston, how they were great friends. I didn't realize that Brandy has done so many things. And she was a princess with Whitney Houston when they played Cinderella, whatever that movie was that she was in and stuff. And it was just so much stuff to Brandy last night that I learned. And I was very pleased. And I'm so glad she's making a comeback with Monica. She's looking amazing. She's doing new videos. She's just doing a good look. And I'm glad that they did that Behind the Music episode with Brandy, because, you know, we need to know those things about her.
You know what? Brandy and Ray J and even Beyonce are truly products of when your parents give up a lot for your career, your kids. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And, you know, and that's what. And segue into Beyonce, y'all. First of all, I got two Beyonce stories. This is very touching and sad, y'all, on my last one. But anyway, y'all, Beyonce, baby, let Miss Kim Kardashian, she let that tramp have it, baby. They're saying that it's being reported that Beyonce gave Kim the cold shoulder. She said, because, oh, girl, you think because you dating my husband's boy, Kanye, that you're going to be in our circle? She said, oh, no, ma'am, honey. She said, you're not about to hang out with me, baby. She said, because first of all, honey, you're a doggone international whore. And she said, you're very tacky because you put your doggone wedding all out in the public. You had it filmed for reality TV. She said, my wedding was very private. She said, because I'm a very private person.
What she was thinking?
This is what is being reported out there, saying that Beyonce said that her wedding, that Kim Kardashian wedding became a media circus. She said, our wedding was very private. She said, so honey, no, I hang out with Chris Martin and Gwyneth Paltrow, so you will not be in our league.
Gary, if Kim Kardashian's love zone was a passport, how many stamps would it have?
If it was a pet, she would have one, because she's so open. So she just need one. But anyway, y'all, moving on. Another celebrity news, y'all, baby. Did y'all know this? Have you happened to see the most beautiful girl in the world?
Ooh.
Beyonce is the most beautiful woman in the world, y'all, according to People Magazine. She's on the cover.
Say Jada Pinkett.
Well, she's on the cover of People Magazine, and she said her inner beauty is attributed, y'all, to having a child. Now, she said, quote, I feel more beautiful than I've ever felt before since I've given birth. She said that, honey, I have never felt so connected, never felt like I've had such a purpose on this earth. But the thing is, what people are really talking about, baby, now, in this interview with Beyonce, People Magazine asked Beyonce, y'all. They say, so Beyonce, tell us, who does your daughter most resemble? She said she looks like Blue. So she did not say that the baby looked like nobody, because people are saying, y'all, that that's not Beyonce's baby, honey. So that's why she can't give a resemblance of who the baby looks like. Well, girl, I'm just telling what people say. Ebony, everybody on earth, if somebody say, who your baby look like? Oh, it look like his daddy.
Face changes 12 times.
That don't matter, Ebony. You know, doggone, when somebody asks you who you look like, you're going to tell them who, my mom or my daddy.
Baby, you look like your daddy.
But now I look more like my mom. It changes over time.
Well, hell, her face, honey, ain't even got good. Then she should know who that baby look like, honey. But they're saying that's not hers, honey. That's why she can't tell
you. You look like your daddy, but you act like your mom.
Glory to God, y'all. You know what? And I was saying that as I was growing up, everybody said, you walk like your mom, you even act like it. But
where
you know
do you
what?
Get that skin from? Your pretty skin.
I grew up with my mama and daddy, honey. They both have beautiful skin on my daddy. They had beautiful skin.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So, oh, no, child, please. Not Evan, come on.
No, the goat. I was supposed to stop.
Oh, the color today, y'all, is Primavera. On the high end, you say Primavera, and on the low end, say dark olive green. A great color for
today. Primavera, ain't that some cheese?
Primavera is like pasta Primavera.
Oh, I knew it had something to do with some cheese and Olive Garden or something. All right.